At the annual State of the District address before a crowded Chamber of Commerce lunch, Superintendent Miles said nothing about the Coggins investigation, even though it said several of Miles' actions provided good cause for dismissal.
I'm committed to Dallas ISD. I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. But it is tough, and it's going to be hard. And you should know that there's tougher days ahead, but it will be worth it.
Miles admitted mistakes, but also said he's worked well with the board and teachers in the past year to improve the graduation rate and more. He outlined some successes to reporters after the lunch.
We passed the principal evaluation rubric. We passed breakfast in the classroom, more security for our kids, raises for teachers. That's working together. Now we have to continue that going forward.
That may not be so easy. Trustees will meet Saturday to discuss the Coggins report in a closed session. Firing Miles would take at least 5 members, and President Eric Cowan says he hasn't taken a vote count. Some trustees have expressed disappointment in Miles. Others still favor him despite the investigation. Cowan says that's why trustees will meet Saturday.
At that time, I will have a sense of where the board is and how we move forward together. You heard the superintendent said he's committed, and it's up to the board to make that same decision whether we're committed to him and his efforts.
Saturday's session will be closed, and Cowan said the board will not decide on Miles the same day. He also said the superintendent's full annual evaluation will be held later this month, but the date's not yet been set. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.